Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Good, yes. I know it's still feeling a little winterish out there this morning, but we are so glad to see all of you on this Palm Passion Sunday as we reflect and begin our Holy Week time leading up to next Sunday for Easter. And then we're looking forward to all that's going to be involved with that. So, ready your coats and palm branch. Hey, did anybody get palm branches? Ah, they never passed any of them out. Oh my gosh. Yes, we need to get the palm branches out to everybody as we start singing this morning, especially our second hymn. Yes, I got mine. It's right here. You ready? All right, let's begin our service. Let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there. Because you got to have them because of the first line. You ready? Wave your branches high. Christ is coming.
Blessed is the one who comes in God's name.
Christ comes to us riding on a donkey.
We humbly welcome our Savior, Hosanna.
In quiet reflection, we remember the one who gave his life for the world.
Hosanna.
Yes, well, let's join together there if you know this hymn. Hymn number 415, Are You Able, Said the Master. You can follow along on in the hymn or on the PowerPoint.
Soul to God, Lord, we are able.
Nazareth in Galilee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like thee, divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to love and loyalty. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. God of glory, blessed is your Son, Jesus, and blessed is your holy name. As we celebrate with palms and praises, guide our steps and keep us close, even when the path is painful and difficult. May your presence flow through us into your world. Amen. And you may be seated as we turn to 216, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. We're going to be singing four of the verses there of We Will Glorify. And maybe you can get your palms out. And as we kind of sing this chorus this morning and lift up our praise to the Lord.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords. Great I am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth.
I can't even imagine what it would have been like to be there in that crowd on that Palm Sunday with all of them shouting and singing. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. I'm going to go ahead and invite our kids to come down if they would make their way this morning. And if you got your palms, you can bring them along. Oh yeah, don't put them on mom's head, just bring them along. Yes, I did see that. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Now, don't forget, you got to come next Sunday because it's Easter. And after everything that goes on, you guys will get to go outside and do your Easter egg hunt. Okay? You what? If you are going to go to two churches next week, well, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, you're going to hide the eggs and mom and daddy's going to find the eggs. Ah. Hey, I would come over to your house and do that, especially if you got any kind of chocolate in the eggs. Is there chocolate in the eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my gosh. That's wonderful. Oh, you saw a pink one?
Yeah, and it was hiding so good.
I know. Sometimes they hide them too good. And we don't see them until later.
But I'm frightened in 1 second.
You find him in 1 second? Okay, so as soon as you walk outside, I'll say one, and you better find one, okay? Yes, so these are our palm branches today, and we're waving them and singing hallelujah to the King of Kings and Hosanna, and blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. So, now I want to say something. So, when they shouted Hosanna, it meant save us. Come and help us, God. Come and help us. And then they looked to Jesus and they said, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And they were talking about Jesus. They were saying Jesus was coming in God's name to help us, to save us. And that's why we celebrate. And the thing about Palm Sunday is that it's a good thing to praise God. But we also know what the rest of the week holds. Or at least I hope you understand. Because the rest of the week, every day, Jesus moves closer to Friday. Does anybody remember what happens on Friday? We talked about it when I gave the announcements. I said something about it being Good Friday. What happened on Friday?
They helped people.
Well, they helped people earlier than the week. But, well, and you know what? There's a sense Jesus helped people what he did on Friday. But what happened on Friday? That was the day Jesus was crucified.
Oh.
Yes. They crucified him. Yeah. And but he gave his life willingly for us. And then on Sunday, we're going to celebrate his resurrection. And because of Jesus' resurrection, we get to celebrate and wave our palms and sing hallelujah and not torment our brothers with them. And yes. So, yes. So, or sisters. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Palm Sunday, we celebrate Jesus coming into Jerusalem because he had a purpose in mind of what he was going to do. Okay, I noticed two of you don't have palms. I have one. Would one of you like to have it? Okay, you can go ahead and take it. There you go. Take it downstairs with you when you, and there you go. There's another one. All right, you can go on downstairs this morning.
Got to switch that over, didn't you?
Well, as they're heading down this morning, we want to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern. What did I do? Oh, here it is. Before we go to prayer this morning. Somebody this morning, joy or concern? Anybody?
My sister, one of her best friends is in the hospital in ICU. Her name's Diane Cheney, and she's on a ventilator.
So we want to remember Diane this morning, praying for God. I saw several hands there. Go ahead. I can imagine, and I'm sure he's probably still going to be going through physical therapy and everything.
Right now they're coming to the house until he can get better at his walking.
Yeah. So we definitely want to continue lifting him up. He's on our monthly list, and so we definitely want to pray for him. I saw a couple other hands, I believe. Yep. Okay, and what is the last name for the family?
Adams,
okay. Yeah, so sometimes, I know sometimes when I say that real quick, sometimes we forget, and yeah, but we want to remember that family with the loss of a loved one.
Unspoken.
Unspoken this morning. Someone else? Yep.
My first cousin, Alan Browniewell, will begin chemotherapy this week. He has 2 days of 5-hour infusions and 2 days of 7-hour infusions. And my other cousin, first cousin, on my mom's side, he had surgery this week for a mass on his bladder, possibly cancer, possibly something with the prostate. They're sending everything to pathology, so we won't know anything for a while.
Okay, and that's Marty, who's
Marty,
already...
Closer.
Yes, already in the on the list there. So, yes, so Alan and Marty, both. Yeah, somebody else, yeah.
Unspoken.
Someone else this morning, yeah.
I have two unspoken.
Okay, and we got a, yep. All right, that's good.
Dolores Shirefoot, you need to remember her, but she's doing much better, her sister said, and is walking, and she and Bill are still not together, but hopefully that'll come soon.
Yeah, this wound where they took the bone out to put in her jaw, they're waiting till that fully heals before they move her back. Because they keep a close eye on her every day with that. So, but yes, she's doing really well. The last time I saw her 2 weeks ago. And so. Yes, and she went out on the prayer chain. Does anybody know Rodney's wife's first name?
Susan.
Susan, thank you. Yes, that is it. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't remember when I got the message about it, and yes. So we definitely want to keep Susan in our prayer. Shauna, for continued strength recovery for the White and her family with the loss of that loved one. There was another one mentioned, but I don't know. I didn't get that one written down, I think. And then by Bill, continue praying for Bill. So, yes, yeah, so, yeah.
Lindsay bumped her head, mentioned cleaning, came up and bumped the back of her head. It's not a concussion, it's just kind of a bruise on her skull. She's still got kind of headache, but she's doing better. She was able to go back to work yesterday.
Okay, yes, I had heard something about that. So I'm glad it wasn't anything serious, but still, yeah. Someone else then? Yeah. Okay, we definitely want to keep Don in our prayers then, and for chemo and radiation, and continue to lift him up. Many of you did not know, but I knew already, and thank you for sharing. Definitely, I think there's something powerful about when we're all joining together to pray for different ones, and so we want to lift up Don this morning too. Someone else? Oh, yes.
My good friend, Les Mark, that was prayed for when he had pancreatitis, is doing much better. Doctors have done some injections on him and all that make him feel better. He's gained weight, and he's working part-time a little bit now.
Oh, wow, that's good. That's good. Glad to hear that. Yes.
Many unspoken.
Okay. Many unspoken, yes. And we know the Lord knows all of those, and... And sometimes we can lift those up personally and privately while she plays. Anybody else? Anybody else? I think I've touched, since some of the others that I had listed there were touched upon. Lots of different ones there. And maybe there's some needs there that you could not share, and that's fine. And you can do that when you pray and as she plays. So, she'll play, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause this morning, we're thankful for your presence in our lives. And we're thankful that we can turn to you when life hits us hard. No matter what we're going through, whatever we're facing, that you are there and that you come down and are with us. And that's why Jesus came into the world, and not only did he suffer, but he suffers with us and knows what we're facing, and that he is a great high priest who is touched by our afflictions and empathizes with us and is praying for us. And we're so grateful, Father, every day for him doing that and all that he did as we reflect this week and remember his final week and the final days of his life, Lord. And Lord, as we lift up the needs that have been mentioned today, we want to bring up those that have been especially mentioned. Lord, we think of Diane, who is in the ICU and on a ventilator. God, that you would minister and bring peace and your hand of grace and touch there. We pray for Chris, Lord, who is going through physical therapy and trying to gain that strength back for being in the hospital for so long. And Lord, that he'll be able to have that strength to walk on his own. And we just pray for your touch upon him. We pray for Alan and Marty, Lord, for Alan, Lord, who's going through those treatments this week. And God, that you will give strength and your hand of touch to be with him. And for Marty, who's recovering from surgery. And Lord, we're waiting on the results of those tests, Lord. We're just trusting you, Lord. And hoping for a good result back from that. And Lord, we just pray your continued healing touch for him. For Shauna, Lord, for strength and recovery. Thank you that she is doing so well now, and continue to give her that and be with her. And for Bill, Lord, thank you for your hand with him and your continued strength for him. Lord, we lift up Susan to you with COVID and some of the other effects that has happened there. Lord, that your healing touch and grace and strength will be with her. For Lindsay, Lord, with this bruise on the back of her head and the headaches, Lord, we just pray for your healing touch and your grace to be with her, Lord. Lord, we pray for Don, Lord, as he's going in or continues his chemo and it begins his radiation treatments. Lord, that your hand will be with him, that your strength will be with him, and that it will be able to dissipate and diminish the cancer. And Lord, there'll be a turning around there because of that. And we thank you for that. Lord, we lift up the others, Lord. We lift up the Adams family and the Widener family, Lord, with the loss of these loved ones. Lord, we just pray for your peace today and your grace and your hand to be with them and your comfort, Lord, for those families and their losses. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs that have been mentioned today. And Lord, there may be others that could not share lifted up needs to you today. We just ask for your hand of grace to be extended and that you'd work in each of these situations as only you can do. and that your strength will be there in those situations for each of those people. And Lord, we thank you for that today. Lord, we just thank you for the blessing that we can gather as a people of God, and we can worship and lift up your name and be a part of what you're doing in our world, in our community, in our homes and families. And Lord, we just ask your continued blessing. And Lord, this next Sunday, as we gather for Easter Sunday and that celebration, Lord, may your presence just be real to each person that comes in the door, and that you will bless abundantly and in so many different ways. Whatever people, whatever needs people may have, God, may you, the great healer, the great provider, be there to work in the lives of people that sometimes we may not even know anything about, but your hand will be extended because of your grace and love for us. Thank you for all of these blessings. Thank you for your goodness in our lives. We ask, Lord, your blessing upon the rest of our service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you encourage us and strengthen us in our walk ahead into this week as we think about and remember what Jesus did in his last days. As we ask all of these things in his name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And thank you also for your faithfulness as we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. As I share each week, it is your kindness and generosity that continues the work of the ministry here of our local church and going out into our community. And we thank you for that. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. We thank you, O God, for your steadfast love. Bless the gifts we bring that they may guide others to follow Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Mark chapter 11, which is our gospel lectionary reading this morning. Mark chapter 11, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10. Jesus and his disciples reached Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives. When they were getting close to Jerusalem, Jesus sent two of them on ahead. He told them, "Go into the next village. As soon as you enter it, you will find a young donkey that has never been ridden. Untie the donkey and bring it here. If anyone asks why you are doing this, say, 'The master needs it and will soon bring it back.'" The disciples left and found the donkey tied near a door that faced the street. While they were untying it, some of the people standing there asked, "Why are you untying the donkey?" They told them what Jesus had said, and the people let them take it. The disciples led the donkey to Jesus. They put some of their clothes on its back, and Jesus got on it. Many people spread clothes on the road, and while others spread branches they had cut down from the fields. In front of Jesus and behind him, people went along shouting, "Hosanna! God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. God bless the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna to God in highest," or in heaven above. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, you know, I like to start off with something kind of funny. So last spring, a Catholic priest was getting ready to go into the city, and the church janitor asked him if he could stop at a hardware store and get him a vice grip. Well, the priest had no idea what the janitor really wanted, but he said that he would get it for him. The clerk at the store turned out to be one of his parishioners when he went in. So he asked him, "Do you have any?" So the Catholic priest asked him, he says, "Well, do you have any heavy duty vice?" "Sorry, Father," he said, "I've given them all up for Lent." Did you get that one? Vices? Yeah. I want to talk to you this morning about donkey duty. Donkey duty. So here's the thing. Ready your coats, palm branches, and voices. For Jesus is entering the city of Jerusalem to meet his destiny. Can you imagine what that must have been? What was happening? There may have been some electricity in the air. There may have been some excitement that was going on. And here's the thing. The story that Mark tells us is kind of like a Greek drama. Because it's a joyous dance procession. But it ends tragically. Now, the thing about Palm Sunday that we celebrate, this happens to be both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday. And it's really up to the church and the leaders and the worship team and the pastors or whatever to decide the focus on that Sunday. It can either be about palms and Jesus riding in on the donkey and the celebration of Hosannas, or it can be about the crucifixion and everything that happened in the last moments or hours of Jesus' life. But as the people gathered in Jerusalem for Passover, during that time, Rome did something every year. Rome increased their military presence around the temple with their soldiers. marching in their troops into the city from the west. But from the opposite direction, Jesus rides into the city on a young donkey. In the midst of Mark's version of the story that we read this morning, two things stand out to me this morning as I was looking at this and as we talk a little bit about donkey duty this morning that I want you to see. First thing is this, the service of the disciples. So the little story about Jesus telling the disciples to go and release this colt, this young donkey, and bring it back. Mark's gospel has the longest, there's several verses that describe that event. The other gospel writers only just mention it in passing. But Mark has this long thing, and there's this focus for some reason by Mark. And as I was reading that this week, it just kind of hit me. And here's what I want you to see. Sometimes Christ calls us to donkey projects. Now, what does that mean? Well, maybe we might just, the Lord might just say, hey, go down there and get that donkey. Or maybe we might look at it this way. Donkey service may involve little unnoticed tasks that we are called to do that serve Christ, His church, or others in some way. And sometimes donkey tasks have a way of taking us out of our comfort zone, where Christ may ask us to do something that seems so simple, but it's something we've never done before. And it's unique and different. And we might say, this is just me. Maybe this is not really Jesus saying something to me. That may not be Him prompting me. Well, if you look through the Gospels, you'll see that sometimes Jesus asks His disciples to gather up tiny scraps of food so He could feed a multitude. Sometimes Jesus asks disciples to go fishing when they just got back in and didn't catch a thing. Sometimes Jesus may ask us to pray or visit or make a phone call or text somebody to see how they're doing. Or we may feel prompted to bake a casserole or bake a cake and take it over to our neighbor who maybe just lost a loved one. Or maybe buy a gift card at Christmas time to give so that the church can be a blessing to somebody in the community. Maybe it might be involved with cleaning a bathroom or washing dishes or whatever else it may be. Maybe Jesus might even ask us to love that coworker that just gets under our nerves all the time. Or maybe to forgive somebody that we're struggling with. Maybe Jesus might ask us to teach a class. Or God forbid, to lead in prayer in front of somebody else. You know what I'm talking about. We've asked some before to do that. Oh, no, I can't do that. Or maybe to hold a donkey. Now, if you don't know, a few years ago, for our Christmas VBS, Linda Everett had the family bring in a donkey that we had in the entryway down here. And the kids, one of the things they got to do is get their picture with the donkey. And for some reason, the committee, the VBS committee, had decided that I was supposed to hold the donkey and be in the picture with all the kids. Now, let me tell you, I was not really up to holding that donkey. But somehow I said yes and did it for the kids. Look at her laughing right here. Here's the culprit right on the front row there. Yes, sometimes it could be very literal, couldn't it? What does that mean? What happened there? How were the disciples feeling in that moment? What? You want us to go get a donkey? and you just want us to go walking up and take somebody's donkey that we don't know who it is. Yeah. Admittedly, maybe what Mark leaves out is that they already had got permission to use that donkey ahead of time. I don't know. But here's the thing I want you to think about. Following Christ may cause us to have questions. Remember earlier, I said something about me? You want me to do that, Lord? You know, we may have questions. I wonder what questions went through those two disciples. And it's interesting. It's interesting. I read somebody this week that said, wouldn't it have been funny if the two disciples that Jesus asked to do that were James and John, the sons of thunder, whose mom just a day or so before said, Jesus, would you have my son sit at your right hand and your left hand when you come into the kingdom? And I thought, oh my gosh, that just would sound like something Jesus would do. Because he went on to say, that's not given to me, but to my Father. And then he goes on to teach them, if anybody wants to be great among you, let them be the servant of all. And I thought, man, wouldn't that have been funny? But I wonder what was going through their mind as they had to carry out this donkey duty. Yet, the thing we see that Mark tells us is as they followed Jesus's instructions, things happened just the way Jesus said they would. And I think that just gives us assurance that sometimes when Jesus asks us to step out and do something that we may feel uncomfortable or something we've never done before, and then we step out and do it, it's like, oh, that wasn't bad at all. God was with me. He blessed me. And some people were touched because of it. Now, I don't have time to go through it this morning, but I could tell you story after story how God did that in my life. Sometimes our faith asks us to take risks. Sometimes we have to have the courage to step out into uncertain situations and follow what the Lord wants us to do. And when we do, we'll be surprised by the ways God shows up, even if it's not how we expected it exactly. That first thing there, the service of the disciples, jumped out at me. The second thing is this focus on Jesus. This focus on Jesus. So now Mark only has a few, like two verses that talk about the hosannas and the celebration and everything that goes on there. But there's a focus on Jesus in those verses. And as I began to think about it, I started to think there was something happening as they were reaching out to Jesus in that moment as he was starting to ride into the city. First of all, looking to Jesus helps us to rely on God. The crowds look to Jesus with their hosannas. But literally, I think they were offering their hosannas to God. And then blessed who is the one that comes in the name of the Lord. They were talking about Jesus there. And the two disciples in that moment, when they looked to Jesus about getting the donkey, everything happened as Jesus said. Something goes on. I think both were ways of relying on God in those moments. The crowds reaching out to Jesus and the two disciples following Jesus' instructions. And sometimes when we're in life, those ways of reaching out to Jesus and it causes us to rely on God helps us to make sense of what is happening in our world. You know, sometimes our world is kind of crazy. Sometimes our world sometimes can be shaky. And I just don't mean planet Earth, but I mean our own little world and what we sometimes are facing through the week and day to day. And so my question for us this morning is, how does our praise, our hosannas, or our donkey duty help us trust in God and make sense, a little sense of life? Looking to Jesus helps us rely on God, and looking to Jesus alters our perspective, because that's what happened. As the crowds looked at Jesus by waving their palm branches and voicing their praise and laying their coats and robes on the donkey and on the ground there, they were making a symbolic confession in that moment. What was that confession? Well, remember what I said earlier. On one side of the city, the Roman soldiers were coming in and securing to make sure nothing got out of line. On the other side of the city was Jesus, humbly riding in on a donkey. I think this is what they were saying. And if you know anything about Roman history, you know what I'm talking about then. Not war, but peace. Not armies, but community. Not fear, but joy. Not domination, but celebration. And as we hear this story ring out from its ancient context, it will eventually lead us to a place called Golgotha, where Jesus gave up his life. And as we reflect on this Holy Week in Lent, may we be reminded today that we are also called to serve Christ in those little ways, those donkey duties, and serve him and keep our focus on him through it all. Because he's the one that brings us through, even when everything seems to be crashing in around us, like those disciples will face this week when they began to want to deny him or turn him over or other things. So let us keep our focus on Jesus, and let us keep serving the Lord, even if it involves donkey duty. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and greet one another and share the blessing of the Lord before we close out this morning. As we get ready to sing, if you want to follow along your hymn book, or you can sing off this week, remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength through everything in life. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 If you want joy, you must praise for it. If you want joy, you must praise for it. If you want joy, you must praise for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He giveth living water, and I thirst no more. He giveth living water, and I thirst no more. He giveth living water, and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He heals the brokenhearted, and they cry no more. He heals the brokenhearted, and they cry no more. He heals the brokenhearted, and they cry no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Christ goes before us this holy week.
Let us be faithful and courageous.
May Christ's love and peace go with us as we enter this holy week.
Amen.